Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, and that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Having a great visit with George Levy. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain at Blockchain Institute of Technology, BIT. He's here to talk to us about blockchain, and what we were talking in the previous segment, George, about was how Walmart, for example, is really able to tighten up the origin, the provenance, the trail of, for example, produce in their grocery business by using blockchain. And what I wanted you to do quickly was tell us how the blockchain solves that problem, because we all know that in the 21st century, you know, Walmart's using an awful lot of technology. They're tracking a lot of stuff with computers, not just with paper items, but how is blockchain making a difference? How is it giving them that extra edge?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Well, the key thing about what makes a blockchain so special is sometimes blockchain is referred to as distributed ledger technology, right? And the key idea is instead of having individual ledgers at every touch point, like if a farmer keeps his own records, if a distributor keeps his own records, manufacturer keeps his own records, in a blockchain-based supply chain system, everybody is on the same ledger. So you have all these separate, what would normally be silos of data, the farmer data, the distributor data, the manufacturer data, all that stuff is kept in one ledger.
Who would originate that? Would it be the buyer? Where Walmart says, okay, George, the farmer, I want to buy your lettuce, or okay, George, the distributor, I want to buy the lettuce that you buy from George the farmer. Who originates that blockchain? Somebody's got to start it out and start
Absolutely.
Adding partners. Who does that?
Sure. And in this specific case, IBM is working with Walmart. And what Walmart and IBM have been developing is a system that everybody can access and enter. So the farmer would, instead of filling out a paper form and delivering their information that way,
right,
they would input their information into the way that Walmart requests it.
There you go. See, right? This is the reason I'm asking the question, George, is because small business owners are out there thinking, okay, do I need to learn how to create a blockchain? No, you need to learn how to join a blockchain, right?
That is absolutely correct. And there's a lot of big moves that are coming, especially with the big players, to deliver these solutions because it's also a lot more efficient for them. As I mentioned, Walmart and Frank Yannis, they have a huge problem with this lettuce E. coli outbreak. That affected 172 people in 32 states. There was even one test. And the Center for Disease Control, at the end, when it was all said and done, never was able to figure out the source. They simply let it play out. 21 days later, the supply of lettuce that was available simply ran out.
Right.
Now, Walmart wanted to, Frank Yannis kept saying, listen, if we can actually move our stuff onto a blockchain, we could basically find the source a lot faster.
Right.
And those are the steps being said. In fact,
because of the ledger form, it can't mm-hmm. be corrupted. Because it's on this distributed ledger, folks, this is where the trust comes in. And George, this is what I wrote my new book about. This is how we create digital ethics, digital trust, isn't it?
And that's perfect because it's a beautiful way of describing it. The challenge with the previous systems, these paper-based systems, is that if you have a farmer filling out a paper form and suddenly there's a discrepancy, I mean, I don't want to blame any farmers, but a farmer could basically conveniently lose the piece of paper
yep.
or change the piece of paper to something else. But when you put something on a blockchain, that thing is permanent and
immutable.
There's no way of disturbing that.
It's immutable.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. So that's a really good tour for how to do that, folks. And thank you for that, George. That was very beneficial. Now you're
My
traveling
pleasure.
Across the country teaching small business owners, teaching business owners how to accept cryptocurrency. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key things that I love about what I do is that I actually get to work with small business owners and I get to see it hands-on what's going on. So I'll give you a perfect example. Several weeks ago, I was here in the restaurant in South Florida, actually Latin House Grill. The Latin House Grill actually was a place I went to eat tacos at, and they take Bitcoin. They've been taking Bitcoin since 2013. So I met with the owner, and we were talking about his experience, and we talked about, I said, listen, I've met again with some other business owners, and they're frustrated about the volatility. He said, listen, the volatility is off the table. We basically, when we receive crypto from you, we convert it into U.S. dollars. We really, for my books, I want to keep it in U.S. dollars, right? And the key thing I want to say is that if you prefer to keep it in crypto, you can. But if you want to convert to U.S. dollars to avoid volatility up and down, that option is available too. What is sure, though, is that it's a brand new payment system that granted this restaurant a new customer, me, to buy. And I'm bringing all my friends. So I'm going to
if you're going to convert it into currency immediately, then you have to price it. You have to price it separate differently every day as well. Whereas today, people print a menu, they may not have to reprice that for a year till inflation goes up. But with cryptocurrency, which something could adjust overnight, isn't their pricing going to be volatile?
Well, the key thing is this. If you're actually buying a taco for $5.75, I'm paying $5.75 worth of Bitcoin at the price of Bitcoin at the time. For the restaurant owner, he's just getting $5.75.
And somebody, who's helping them make that conversion?
Working with a third party, and there's multiple players. There's BitPay,
Hold on to that thought. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back, folks. How do we find out who these people are? I've asked you on my polling how many of you are taking cryptocurrency. Most of you aren't or aren't even interested in it. You're going to have to start thinking about this, folks. It's Intel right back with George Levy. I'm Jim Blassie, James.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.